Today's daf is daf Samech Gimel. So let's begin from the big bottom of Samech Beis Amud Beis. The two dots, the Gemara says four lines up, Itamar. Havei li giti. So if the wife says to a shliach, she appoints a shliach and says to the shliach, bring for me, return back the get. Vishtecha amra hiskabe li gito. But when the shliach shows up to the door of the husband, the shliach says to the husband, your wife told me to be a shliach l'kabbalah. That wasn't true. She was appointed to be a shliach l'halacha, but she says she was a shliach l'kabbalah. So what's the halacha? So hu amar helach kamash amra. So the husband gives the shliach, here it's for you. Whatever she said, that's what's going to be. So you would think that should be shliach l'halacha. Since the wife appointed the shliach to be shliach l'halacha, so the shliach doesn't, the get's not chal when the shliach accepts it. The shliach has to bring it all the way back to the isha for it to be chal, because the isha wanted the shliach to be a shliach l'halacha, not a shliach l'kabbalah. So comes along Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba bar Avu, Amar Rav, afilu higia get li yada, eino migreshes. Nope, doesn't work. Since she wanted shliach l'kabbalah, and the shliach says shliach l'halacha, even though the husband said go according to what she had said, he has no idea what she had said. So we see it's not a get. And Shema Amina, we learn from here, Adibura Didei Kasamech, that the Baal is relying on the Shliach, the Dibur of the Shliach, whatever the Shliach said. The Shliach said Shliach L'Kabbalah. So he intended the get being Chal right now. It wasn't true because he wasn't a Shliach L'Kabbalah. And therefore it's not good. Why? Because Di'i Adibura Dida Kasamech, had he been relying on her Dibur, which the husband wasn't really sure what she had said, when the get arrives to the yad of the wife, it should be effective. The very fact that it's not effective tells us that he must be relying on the shliach's dibur, which was to be a shliach l'kabbalah, incorrectly. So it comes along Amr of Ashi. Ravashi says not true. That's not you cannot derive that klal from this halacha. Because hachi asher, let's understand. Bishma, it would have all made sense. Yitamar ipcha. Had Rav Nachman said the opposite, in other words, if it was hiskabel ligita, the wife says, be my shliach l'kabbalah. And the shliach says, v'ishtechamra hava ligita, and the shliach claims to be a shliach l'lacha. And the husband responds to Amar, heilech kamash amra, let it be whatever she said. And then on that statement, had Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba, Baravua, Amar Rav, if he would have said, kevin shigir get liyado of the shliach, migreshes, it's a good get. Had he concluded it was a good get when it reaches the hand of the shliach, then you could have concluded Amma Adibura Dida Hud Kasamech. He relies on her Dibur, which is to appoint the shliach a shliach l'kabbalah. Or if he would have said in the Brayis of Rav Nachman, Inami had he said Liyada gets to her hand, it's a good get. Adibura Dida Kasamech. It must be that he's relying on the shliach's Dibur, that he's a shliach l'halacha. That would have been a conclusion had we Rav Nachman say it's a good get.
This is because we're making a grammatical limud, or what?
No, if
or a logical limud.
That Rav Nachman said, had Rav Nachman said it was a good get, you could have concluded either he's relying on her dibur or on the shliach's dibur. That would have been a fair conclusion. But now that we're saying Rav Nachman says it's not a good get, doesn't mean that he's definitely somech on the shliach, and that's why it's not a good get, because a shliach goes against the word of the isha. That's not the only conclusion to be made. The Gemara is going to tell us there's a different conclusion you could see. Exactly, right.
Okay.
So, Ella, but Hacha, but now that Rav Nachman really says it's a not migreshes, don't conclude because he's somech on the shliach dibur. It's really because mishum de akre shliach lishlichase legamre. They entirely uprooted the shlichas, meaning de amar shliach lekabala havina, lo lacha lo havina. When the wife appointed the shliach to be a shliach, or shliach l'kabbalah, and not to be a shliach l'halacha. And when the shliach shows up to the door and says, I'm a shliach l'halacha, he's completely severing his ties to the isha, his shlichas, and that's why it's ineffective. Nothing to do with the baal versus being somech on him versus her. It's the shliach is completely akra l'gamer. Gemara brings a statement from Rav Huna. I'm Rav Huna bar Chia Toshma. He brings a raya. Haomer hiskabel get ze liishta. So he says, the husband says to a shliach, accept this get from my wife. We already know from yesterday that a husband cannot appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, but he says this anyways, be a shliach l'kabbalah for my wife. Oh, he says, holich get ze liishta, or be a shliach l'halacha to send it to my wife. Rata lachzer yachzer. He's able to retract. So the Gemara says, taima deratza, only because if he wants to retract, is he allowed to? But halo ratza, If he doesn't want to retract, have a get. It's still a good get. But why? How could that work? V'amai ha'balav bar shavir shliach l'kabala, who we saw yesterday. He's not able to appoint a shliach l'kabala. The shliach is not representing him. So ella, amrina, it must be, kevan shenasan einav l'garsha. Once he makes a decision to divorce her, Meima Amar Tigarish Kalhecha de Magarshi. He says, let it be a good get, no matter how it works. I don't care what type of shliach you are, shliach l'kabala, shliach l'alecha, whatever it is, just make sure the gerushin takes place. He's very, very open. He's not very medactic how it was, what the shliach said, what she said. Whatever it takes, make it be a get. So if that's the case, apply it back to our case now, where the wife's... How does it work? When he says shliach l'kabala to the shliach, it's a good get.
We learned in the Mishnah that it's not.
Exactly. This Brisa says it is a good get. Because right. He's not really appointing the Shliach to be Shliach LaKabbalah. He doesn't really care what the Shliach is. So do whatever
even,
it takes.
Meaning, even if he takes in Kabbalah, he says if it's Halacha, it's good enough. It's not.
Exactly. Okay. Just do what it takes to get it to be good. Whatever Halacha says is going to be a good, whatever the Halacha says is a good get, make be that type of Shliach. So once the husband's very, very open to whatever way it happens, so here it goes. So back to our case. Hachanami. So why not say as follows, that let it be a good get. If the shliach says, I'm a Kabbalah, even though he's really a halacha or vice versa, and the husband says, let it be to whatever she said, forget who's Dibur or whatever he's Samichon at all, it doesn't make a difference. He just wants the divorce to take place. So let the shliach now become a shliach halacha or something. Let it be effective to whatever standards are necessary.
But in this case, it's a shliach who's saying, not the husband. Why would you say the husband's saying? No, and the Braisa, the shliach changes the wording. So now let the shliach change the wording. So the shliach severs the shliach. Right, the shliach, so it doesn't make a difference that the husband wants. No, so now let the husband just turn it into a shliach l'holacha now. But the husband didn't know that he changed.
The husband doesn't care. Husband just wants his get to be good get. Just like the previous case. He points the shliach to be shliach l'kabbalah. You can't be a shliach l'kabbalah. What he means is, whatever it takes. So if it means you need to be a shliach l'holacha, even though he didn't say it.
Meaning when he tells it, when he tells the shliach, whatever my wife said, he's trying to tell him, listen, do whatever it needs to get,
exactly.
get done.
Okay. So even though now the shliach is no longer shliach of the wife, because he said something different, so let that shliach turn into a shliach of the husband,
right.
Because that's what the husband wants, just to get the gerushin to take place. So the Gemara says, no, you can't compare the two cases. Because Hachi Hashdi Hasim over there, this Brisa that Rav Huna just brought in, Adam Yodea Shein Shlichas L'Kabbalah, he knows, the husband knows he can't make the Shliach a Shliach L'Kabbalah. So V'gamar V'nasim L'Shem Halacha, so when he gave it, even though he said the word Kabbalah, he clearly did not mean Kabbalah, so therefore we're able to say he meant Shliach L'Halacha. But in this case, Hacha Tai, here he made a mistake. Not him, the husband, the Shliach made a mistake. Here the husband really thought, when the Shliach said he's a Shliach L'Kabbalah, he thought the Shliach was telling the truth. So he didn't have in mind to just get divorced however it was going to get divorced. He said, I'm giving it to you, b'torah shliach l'kabbalah. And since the shliach was never shliach l'kabbalah, rather he was a shliach l'alacha, or vice versa, whichever one he was and wasn't, that's why it doesn't work, because there was a mistake here.
I don't get it. I don't understand the answer on Rav Nachman's case.
Rav Nachman's case is, the husband says, he trusts the shliach, that he says, again, the wife appoints the shliach l'kabbalah. The shliach l'holacha.
Right.
And the shliach says, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah.
Right.
So the husband trusts the shliach. He has no reason not to trust the shliach. So he says, okay, here's the shliach l'kabbalah. Get ol bichal.
Right.
So that's a mistake. It doesn't work that way. He doesn't have in mind, he's not saying, let it work however it works. He thinks in this very limited view, because the shliach says one thing. He has no reason to think otherwise. So here's the shliach. Here's the get
but
to be
why?
A shliach l'kabbalah.
Well, I understand what's happening. I don't understand the difference in the concept. I mean, he's still saying, listen, take whatever she said, it's got, you just get divorced. Those are his words.
No, because the previous case, when the husband appoints a shliach to be a Kabbalah, in a regular case, he knows, every husband knows you can't make a shliach l'Kabbalah. He has no right to make a shliach l'Kabbalah.
Right.
But he said that. So there, it must be the fact that he said it tells us, he said, let it, whatever it takes, be the get. It's a more global statement, because it's...
But that's not Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's case is when he...
No, I agree. So I'm saying that's the case where it's this more broader view of what's going on.
Right.
Because otherwise, there's no reason he'd make a shliach l'kabbalah when he knows he can't really make a shliach l'kabbalah.
Well, in our Mishnah, he says it, and we say it's not good. Because we probably say he should have known, right? And then we go to Rav Nachman, and he says he didn't know. And then we go back, and he says he shouldn't have known.
This understanding of Rav Huna's case here is saying that it's against our Mishnah. Sounds like against our Mishnah. that right. Every husband knows you can't make a shliach lekabala. So when he says a shliach lekabala, he clearly means do whatever
and
it takes.
And suddenly the third case, he doesn't know.
No, the other case is the last case of Rav Huna. The previous case you're saying.
Right.
The previous case of Rav Nachman.
Right.
He knows. The shliach lekabala was appointed by the wife. He thought.
Right.
So he thinks. Okay, so the shliach is the kabbalah, so he gives it to shliach the kabbalah for it to work. He doesn't say whatever it takes. He doesn't need to say whatever it takes. He just trusts. In this case, he's a shliach the kabbalah, so let it be chal.
But we say it's not chal.
Since the shliach was never a shliach,
so that's it.
You're right. Had he said, do whatever it takes, then it would have worked. These are very technical gemaras.
Yeah.
Granted. By now the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava says, Toshma, Katana Shamra Hiskabali Gita. The young girl says to a shliach, be my shliach la Kabbalah. Ain't no get, it doesn't work. Adje Gia get liada. Until the get reaches her hand, she can't appoint a shliach la Kabbalah. So Kimata Gita liada, Mihab Megarsha. However, when the get reaches her hand, it's a good get. Vamaywar, this is work. Vahalav shliach la Holacha Shavya. She appointed the shliach to be a kabbalah, not to be a shliach lalacha, and since because of technical reasons they cut and can't appoint a shliach, so how come it works? How is the shliach able to work as a shliach of bringing her the get? So Gemara says no, it must be that the shliach became a shliach lalacha from the husband's perspective. Ella, meaning what? Amrinan kaven the shenasin einav legarsha. Since her husband decided to divorce her, may ma'amar tigarish. So let the divorce, let the get take effect, whatever needs to be taken, whatever halacha, let it take effect. So here we see a more expansive understanding of the Baal. He's more open to whatever case needed. If you need to be a shliach lalacha, let it be a shliach lalacha. So we should say the same thing here also. Hachanami, kevin shenasan einav legarsha, mei ma'amar tigarish kol hechad demagarsha. So our very same question. When the shliach shows up and claims that he's a shliach lekabala when he's really not, and the husband says, oh, here's the get. So let that shliach turn automatically into a shliach leholacha for the husband. And the Gemara gives the same answer. Now, hachihash to hasim, in that case of the katana, adam yodea shein shlichas the katan. The husband knows that a shliach, a katana, his wife cannot appoint a shlichas. So when the shliach shows up and claims that the shliach is a shliach leholacha, shliach lekabala, he knows it's not true. So there, the husband's aware that halacha, it's a basic halacha, v'gamer v'nasan la l'shem halacha. So clearly, when the husband hands it over to the shliach, it was a way of appointing the shliach as a shliach l'halacha, as a shliach of the husband. But halacha, in this case, ta. In the case where the shliach, it's a good shlichas, and the shliach claims that he's shliach a kabbalah, even though the wife appointed him to be a shliach l'halacha, the husband doesn't know that there was a mistake. He thinks he's telling the truth. So he gives it, but tarash shliach l'kabbalah, and that was a mistake. And we don't say, he gives it whatever it takes to make it a get. He doesn't have that in mind. And therefore, it doesn't work in our previous case of Rav Nachman. Martin brings another brisa, Tashma, Haveli Giti. So the wife says, bring for me a get, meaning be my shliach l'olacha. Vishtacha. And then the shliach shows up and says, your wife told me, Amr Iskabeli Gita, that I should be a shliach l'kabbalah, which is incorrect. So the husband says, Iskabeli Giti, a different case rather. Or if the wife says, be my shliach lekabbalah, v'yishtech amra havi ligite, and when the shliach shows up, he says, I'm supposed to be a shliach lehalacha. Two different cases, the opposite. Kabbalah lehalacha or lehalacha lekabbalah. V'hu amar, so what does he say? So the husband says, holech v'tein la, go and give it her, which sounds like a shliach lehalacha. Or he says, zachi leh v'skabelah, or be a shliach lekabbalah and accept it on her behalf. So what's the halacha in this case? Ratzalach zur yachzer. He's able to retract when the shliach is bringing the get to his wife. He's able to retract. But mishagia get liada, but the moment it arrives in the hand, reaches the hand of the wife, migresh is the get tzchal, and he can't retract anymore. So what's going on here? So Gemara wants to understand, my love, what is it not a case of kabbalah, halacha, halacha? So it must be a case when the shliach claims that the shliach, let's just see which case is which, hold on.
Because it doesn't clarify really the Mishnah, right? This brisa, what goes for what?
Correct. So it must be, the Gemara initially thinks, when the wife says to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband says, even though the shliach says I'm a halacha, the husband says, zoch v'iskabeli, be a shliach l'kabbalah, those two are parallel with each other. And when she says to be a shliach l'halacha, And the husband says also b'shir halacha, those two are parallel.
And he can lachzor in that case. What's the
and
process?
He exactly he can be lachzor even though she was a shliach lekabbalah. It must be that the husband's relying on the has it work here? Let's see.
Because we have to, we're trying to prove that it should be good to shlichus, because Rav Nachman says that it's not good, right? We're trying to
exactly. So Tzvi is right. Rav Nachman says this is not good because he had severed the shlichus.
Right.
Yet this Braisa clearly says it is good.
It is
good. So the Gemara says no, you have it wrong. Lo, kabbalah a halacha, v'halacha a kabbalah.
I think this Braisa is not trying to prove that it's good. It's trying to prove that he take that the shliach takes over the husband's shlichus, so he can do the chazara. No, or what?
Let's see.
Because if he wouldn't take over the husband's shlichus, then why could the husband do could go back?
So I'm not sure whose kabbalah, whose halacha we're going on, the wife or the shliach. The Gemara says, let's see. E kabbalah a halacha michi. If the kabbalah is going on the halacha, so then michi mata gita liyadei. When the get reaches the hand of the shliach, la alter la have gita. It should be a get right away. Shmas mina, we learn from here, da dibura didei kasamach, that relying on the shliach's word.
Meaning if the husband contradicts the shliach, and he, right? Right. If the husband says the same as the wife, the opposite of the shliach,
you know, let Rashi.
The get should be immediate.
Let's look at Rashi. Look at Rashi's three wide lines down. See Rashi's three wide lines down. It says, "My lav a kabbalah, kabbalah v'halacha, halacha." The initial understanding was kabbalah goes on kabbalah and halacha goes on kabbalah, which means zachi v'skabel. If the husband says be makabel the get, dikatani kai, that's referring to when the aishcha amra hiskabel, when the shliach claims that he's a shliach lekabbalah. Those two cases are parallel. And when he says, when the husband says, "Holich v'teinla, give it to her, be a shliach lalacha," tikatani kai aishecha amra hava. When the shliach claims to be a shliach lalacha, that's how we're paralleling everything. The katani b'tavaya, both cases says mishiagia get liada migreshes. When it gets to the hand of the wife, it works. V'tiyuf to Rav Nachman mikabala kabala. That case is the stira. Why? The katani havi li giti. When she says, when the initial wife says, be a shliach lalacha, yet the shliach says, ishtach amra, hiskabel, v'humar, also hiskabel, when the shliach and husband are lined up with each other with the Kabbalah, the behedia nehele b'toras Kabbalah, clearly the husband was giving b'toras Kabbalah, uba lav bar hachihu, and the husband has no right to make the shliach shliach lakabbalah, v'ihi nami lo shaviyasa, and the initial wife also intended on making shliach lalacha. V'katani d'havi mi shliach lalacha. Still, even though the husband said shliach lakabbalah, and he intended on shliach lakabbalah, it still works to become a shliach lalacha. Why? Because we have that general klal, kaven shanos and eid of the garsha. Remember, we have this klal, everybody agrees that when the husband has intent to divorce her, whatever it takes. Unless it's a situation where there's a mistake, where he trusts the shliach, when there's a tom, Rav Nachman says that doesn't work. You cannot become an automatic shliach lalacha. But this is a case where there is a tos. The shliach claims to be something that he wasn't, yet the husband is able to automatically, even though he doesn't say this, he automatically turns the shliach into shliach lalacha because kevin shenasan ein av lagarsha, he says, do whatever it takes. That's why he's against Rav Nachman. All the answers before. And the Gemara says, lo, we read Rashi, Rashi is lo. Kabbalah de katani, when the husband says to be a Kabbalah, when he says, zachi lavis kabbalah, that's kai ahalacha. When the shliach says that ishtecha amra havili, when the shliach says I'm supposed to be a shliach lalacha, though that was a mistake. Then everything works out nicely. So the wife says shliach lakabbalah, the shliach incorrectly says shliach lalacha, and then when the husband says shliach lakabbalah, that works because initially the wife also wanted there to be shliach lakabbalah. That's why that case works, because he was agreeing to the statement of the wife initially. So in that case, the Gemara asks, wait a second, let's go back to the Gemara now. So if really the husband's agreeing to the wife's shliach l'kabbalah, the klal should be kabbalah ahalacha michimata gita liyadei lata leve gita. When it reaches the shliach's hand, the shliach is now shliach l'kabbalah, like the wife said and like the husband agreed to. And then it should be a good get right away, not when it reaches the hand of the wife. So we see, therefore, the fact that it's not that way, it must be shmasmina adiadibura didei kasamach. He relies on the statement of the shliach, and since the shliach claims to be a shliach leholacha, so he becomes a shliach leholacha. And it doesn't work until it gets to the hand of the wife.
Meaning when he tells the shliach.
Even though he says a shliach lekabbalah, even though the husband says shliach lekabbalah, he's not a shliach lekabbalah, because he's relying on whatever statement the shliach said. The shliach claims to be a shliach l'halacha, so that's what he is. The husband relies on him being a shliach l'halacha. It's very confusing.
Okay, so that in a way doesn't bring us a proof against Rav Nachman.
Right. Okay, but it proves us that he relies on the adibura didei kasamach, and that actually I think it's actually trying to prove Rav Nachman initially. Because initially Rav Nachman said, if the wife says shliach leholacha, and the shliach says shliach lekabbalah, and he gives it trusting the shliach lekabbalah, it doesn't work in that case because he's relying on the shliach statement to be a shliach lekabbalah, and the wife never pointed him to be a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband has a right to point him to a shliach lekabbalah, so therefore it doesn't work. Here's the opposite case where the wife says shliach lekabbalah, and the shliach says shliach leholacha, and the husband's relying on the shliach statement to be a shliach leholacha. And that the husband does have the right to point to shliach leholacha. I trust you.
Right.
So he gives it over to her, and then he can become, it works. It's the same underlying principle of trusting the shliach, but one case doesn't work, in this case, it does work. So that's what the Gemara is trying to prove right now. Maybe this supports of Nachman's underlying principle that the adibura didei kasamach, and the Gemara says can't be true. Hachi hasha hasam over there, this case we just brought in, it works. Hasam kamar le helech kamash amra. The husband says, it's for you, however she said. But hacha, in the previous case, mi kamar le helech kamash amra. So in this case here, when the husband gives it over to the shliach, he's in essence saying, it's your, whatever she said, I'm trusting you. I'm going back, whatever you said, therefore it's going to be a good case. Let's look at Rashi. Oh, it's the other way around, I'm sorry, the previous case. The previous case, he says to Sheikh, I'm giving to you whatever she had initially said.
But this is going to be the case after Rav Nachman.
No, this is Rav Nachman's initial statement, where she said, Shliach l'olacha. The Shliach says, I'm a Shliach l'kabbalah.
Right.
And he says, whatever the wife said, whatever she said initially. And since she said something different than the Shliach, that's why the previous case doesn't work. But here, Does the husband say, I'm giving to you whatever she had initially said? No. Husband says, I'm giving to you with taras shliach l'holacha. And since that case, shliach l'holacha, that's why it works. Very, very confusing. You have to really be in this.
Here it brings Rav Ashi's case, but what does it bring Rav Ashi's case?
Rav Ashi's case, yeah.
It's Hatam Kiamar Hajj, Bemikresha Rav Ashi, Abal.
I have here Rashi talking about Rav Nachman's case.
That's why I got confused.
I don't know.
Because Rav Ashi explains Rav Nachman. It's complicated.
Very complicated. Okay, so you have to follow through the cheshbonos. Let's do this next brisa now. The Gemara quotes a brisa. Tanur Rabbanan. Hiskabel ligiti, the wife says, be my shliach lekabbalah. Vishtech amra, hiskabel ligiti. And the shliach finally says the right thing. He says, your wife told me to be a shliach lekabbalah. Vuhu omer, and the husband says, holech v'teinla, go bring it to her. Or he says, zachi levitzkabel la, or accept it. Ratzalach salo yachsa. Even though if the husband uses the lashon shliach lekabbalah, that certainly works, it's effective right away. And even if he uses lashon of being a shliach l'halacha, that also works. He's not appointing a shliach l'halacha. The shliach remains a shliach lekabbalah, and it works, it takes effect right away. And when a person says holich, holich is like saying kazachi dami. Like say, go bring it, even though it literally means go bring it, it means go and accept it right now. Holich is kizachi dami. It's like zoche right now. That's according to the Tanakhama. Comes along Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan Omer, holich v'tein la. Go and give it to her. Ratzel lachzer yachzer. No. If you say to be shliach l'alach, holach is not kizachi dami. It's not being zoche right now. It means be shliach l'alacha. In essence, the husband takes her shliach l'kabbalah, transforms the shliach into his own shliach l'alacha, and now he goes and has to send it off to her. It doesn't take effect right away. But if he says, Zachi la viskabala, the husband says, accept it right now, then it's effective, and Ratz lachzer lo yachzer, he can't retract it anymore, because he agrees to the Shliach l'kabbalah. That's Rabbi Nassim's distinction. Kind of then comes along Rabbi Omer, b'chul on all cases, im Ratz lachzer lo yachzer. In all cases, you can't retract. That sounds like the Tanakhama, takes effect right away. Aval, but if you say, im amar lo, efshit shitikabala, elaholech v'tein la Ratz lachzer yachzer. But if you say that the husband said, it will not work to be Shliach LaKabbalah, I'm uprooting the Shliach LaKabbalah and I'm transferring him into Shliach LaLacha, then he'll agree that Shliach will be. If he's explicit about that, then he'll agree he will become a Shliach LaLacha. So Gemara says, right behind your Tanakhama. They're the same thing. They both say that the klal is, Holech is Kizachi Dami. Holech says it works right away. The Gemara says, you know, what's the difference? Rabbi's coming to teach us that even Tanakhama will agree in another case, there is a way to turn a Shliach LaKabbalah into a Shliach LaLacha. If you say EFSHI, I don't want the Shliach to be a Kabbalah, then you're allowed to. If you don't say EFSHI, then automatically, even if you say Holech, he becomes and remains a Shliach LaKabbalah.
So according to Rabbi, so EFSHI. So according to the Tanakhama, even if it's the EFSHI.
Right. Unclear if Rebbe said, if Tanakhama will agree to that, if Rebbe's mosif on that, or if he's arguing.
We don't know yet if Tanakhama would agree that right. EFSHI would stop it.
Right. But that is a difference between Rebbe and Tanakhama. And alternatively, the Gemara says, Ibai Seima, Ha Kamashmalan, Man Tanakhama, Rebbe. Or maybe just telling us who authored the Tanakhama. Rebbe authored the Tanakhama.
Is that usual that happens like
that? No. Okay. Varna asks, Ibailahu, Helech li Rebbe Nassan kezachi dami olav kezachi dami. The word holech, which means go, Rebbe Nassan clearly said that does not work, it doesn't work kezachi. Holech means go, it does not mean accept. But helech is a lashon you find in the Gemara Baba Mitzia. Helech is here it is, helech is here it is in front of you. Maybe helech for Rebbe Nassan, maybe there he'll agree it is kezachi dami, or maybe he won't agree. Maybe helech is more like holech still. So Toshma, the Gemara brings a raya, Homer his kabbal get zeil ishti. So he says, the husband says to a shliach, be a shliach l'kabbalah for my wife, oh, holich get zeil ishti, or go bring it to my wife. But it's a lach seyachzer, the shliach is a shliach, but it won't be a shliach l'kabbalah because the husband has no right to appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. But if the isha amra his kabbal ligiti, it can't work because the wife does have the right to appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the moment it gets to the hand of the shliach, the get takes effect. So what's the case here? My lav behelech. Initially, when we said holech, when the husband said holech, is it not like saying? Is it not a case? Right when he says holech, maybe it really should be read helech. Helech gel zel ishti. And it must be according to Rabbi Nassan that he agrees in a case of Heilech that it works. But that's not Shliach LaKabbalah. Wait a second. We said in the Tanakhama.
Because he says the Heilech L'Kezachi Dami.
But you have to read the Rashi in the bottom of Samach Gimel and Aleph. The last Rashi, he had something important. He says, Ha'isha, the last two lines of Rashi, Ha'isha Sh'amra His Kabbalah Ligita. The wife says, Be Shliach LaKabbalah. Kolomar. Vim amrlo mitchila haisha hiskaba v'nasnalo hiskaba. If the wife initially said the shliach l'kabbalah, now we don't know what the husband said. Tarashi adds in, and if the husband now says v'nasnalo habal ba'achas mishtei l'shanos halalu, he says either of those languages, either he says zache or he says holech, it works. Ratzalach solo yachzer. He can't retract even if he says holech. So the Gemara says holech is kezachi. So now the Gemara wants to say, wait a second, who authored this brisa? It couldn't be Rabbi Nassan, because Rabbi Nassan says, Holech, it doesn't work. So maybe the Bryce should really say, Helech. Really should be Helech when the husband says Helech. And it does work, and it's Rabbi Nassan. And the Gemara gives a very easy rejection. No, it says holich. It lo beholich for Rebbe. It says holich is kazachi, and Rebbe authored it. So there's a very strange rhyme, because I don't know why you'd want to switch that around, because holich with halich and Rebbe
does. It says clearly holich. Why would you
okay, so the Gemara says, let's try another rhyme. Tashma.
Because so holich has a vav, right?
Right.
So it's not just the way you read it.
Yeah. So it could be there was very common they had some mistake, so holich and halich could easily be switched, and so maybe they assumed there may have been a mistake. Gemara brings a raya now. Tashma lafikach imamar lo habal. The baal says to him, Iefshi says to the shliach, Iefshi shetegabala ela holich v'tenla. I don't want you to be a shliach lekabala. I'm transferring you into becoming a shliach leholacha for me now. So he's able to retract. Taima damar Iefshi only because he said Iefshi, which uprooted the shlichus. But ha lo amar Iefshi, if he didn't say it, then the lach would be ratz lachzer lo yachzer. He can't retract. The moment it reaches the hand of the shliach, it's a shliach lekabbalah.
And this is our mishnah. This is the mishnah we just.
This is a brisa we brought. Yeah, the brisa we brought on Amud Aleph. So the Gemara said, how could that work? It must. Is it not a case? My lav behelech Rabbi Nassan is not where the husband said helech. Here's the get, and we see it works right away. And it's Rabbi Nassan. The Gemara says, no, it's lo beholech Rabbi. He said, no, go bring it. And it's according to Rabbi that even go bring it is kizachi dami. Gemara brings another raya, Tashma, Holech Kedza Leishti. Husband says to a Shliach, be my Shliach Leholacha. Ratzalach so Yachz, he's able to retract. But Helech Kedza Leishti, he says, here it is for my wife the get. Ratzalach so Lo Yachz, you cannot retract. So Man Shmas Le Damar, Beholech Ratzalach so Yachz. Who is the one who holds that Holech doesn't work as Kizachi? That's Rabbi Nassar. Rabbi Nassar, the only one who says Holech is Lav Kizachi Dami. So Vakamar, but he agrees that in the case of Halech, Ratzalachzer Lo Yachzer, who would make the distinction, Shmamina, Halech Kizachi Dami Shmamina. So to clear Brisa, because Rabbi Nassar is the only one who holds Holech is not Kizachi. So once you offer this Brisa, and then he says Halech is Kizachi, we see that's his Psak.
But the only case we say that Holech is Kizachi is when the Shliachzer already has instructions. To be
correct. So that must have been. That's right. The only way that could be the bet. Yeah, 100%.
If the husband just goes as holder, he can change his mind.
Correct.
Only when the
right.
wife told.
So it has to be that way, because if halach works right away, it must be where the initial wife made a shliach lekabbalah.
Right. Okay.
Gemara says itmar, hiskabel ligiti. So she says, accept my get, be my shliach lekabbalah. And then when he gets to the husband, the shliach says. V'yishech amra hiskabel ligita, and the shliach gets it right this time and says, I'm appointed to be a shliach lekabbalah. V'hu omer holech v'nasan la v'tein la. He says, here it is and give it to her. Amar Rabbi Abba, amar Rav, huna, amar Rav, nasa shlucho v'shlucho v'choletzes. So again, so we saw above it with Rebbe. things become confusing.
Well, so here, he says hiskabel ligita.
The shliach, shliach lekabbalah.
Already told me.
And the husband says, I want you to be my shliach leholacha. So now the shliach is confused. Who is he supposed to be? Whose shliach is he now? And it's a suffix as to what's going on. And it's a shlucho, and it's also a shlucha. And if, let's say, the shliach never brings back the get to the wife, and the husband dies, so unclear whether or not she's a shomer shiavam now. Was she divorced? Was the shliach kabbalah divorced? Or was only shliach leholacha, and it wasn't a divorce, and now she's a chayiv to the yavam? So you have to give a chalitza just to be safe.
How could he be both? Is it possible?
It's not both. It's a suffix. We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know if it's shliach lekabbalah and she's already divorced, or now he transferred to shliach lelacha and they're not divorced. And if she becomes a widow in the interim, she would have to do chalitza from her husband, from her brother-in-laws. So the Gemara says lemeimer. Is this to suggest the masafka loy l'rav? Rav was unclear. Iholich kazachi dami or lav kazachi dami? He wasn't sure. So we saw above Rabbi Paskin Holech is Kazachi. And we saw Rabbi Nassan said it was Lav. So Rav, now what's Rav's opinion? Rav, we have another statement that Rav clearly is very decisive about this. What does Rav say? V'ha itmar Holech maner leploni, shani chayiv lo. So he says to Shliach, please send Reuven $100, I owe him $100, please be my Shliach. And he says, Holech, Amar of Chayiv Bach Yusuf. His Chayiv Bach Rayas, who's Chayiv Bach Rayas here? Which one, the shliach or the sender? The shliach is okay. Vim bolach seinu chozer. And if the initial sender, if I'm the mishalech, I want to retract, I can't. Why? Because the moment I said holich, the shliach is mekabel on behalf of the of the receiver. So we see that Rav clearly holds Holech is Kazachi Dami. So why in the world of Mamonis is he so sure, but in the world of Gittin he's Vistapik? Well, I'll tell you why. Hasam Safik Mamona Lakula, Hacha Safik Isru Lachamra. In the world of Dini Mamonis, we could be more Makil, and then the Mekabel has to be Motzi Mechaver, Motzi Lavach Raya. Motzi Mechaver Raya, he has to bring a proof that he's owed the money. So therefore, we leave things when it comes to Dini Mamonis or Makil, we leave things status quo until you prove otherwise. So that's why we're Makil. Holech is Kizachi Dami. No, but because we're not using Zachin here, we're using Shlichas here.
Right, so the Shliach is already Zachin to the other guy. That's why he cannot go
back. But when you, if you say Zachin, so then Eichanami, you're right. Zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav works. Here he said a lashon of holacha. Holacha is not a lashon of zechus of Zachin, like you're saying. It's a lashon of being a Shliach l'holacha or Shliach l'kabbalah. Even if you say it's a shliach l'kabbalah and holech is kezachi damim, it's using the mechanism of shlichus though, not the mechanism of zachin. But I think it's a very good point. You have to figure out.
So why do you say in a chozer?
Because I'm able to appoint him to be shliach l'kabbalah. Holech is kezachi damim. I think the shlichus.
Oh, we're just trying to prove that holech is kezachi.
Exactly. So the Gemara is about here in the world of the Safik Isura. We're dealing with a woman being married or divorced, which is the Isurim, then we have to be Lechumra, and that's why Rav says, I don't know if Halach would be considered Kazachi Dami, and therefore I'm going to require a Chalitza Risafik.
But here it says that it cannot be Chozer. So why would it be the Kula?
In the case of Mamonis?
Yeah.
It's a Kula because now he doesn't have to pay a second time.
Why? Because if he does, we say that. We say that if the shaliach is chayav be'achriyusa, right?
But let's see. The again, we're passing in the case of sending the money off.
If the guy tells the shaliach, take this, and the shaliach loses it, the guy who sends the money is chayav to repay.
Right.
So why would that be a kula?
No, I don't think the kula is on the issue of the achrayos. The emphasis is on the fact that you can't be chozer anymore. So if the borrower sent money to the lender, he sent money back to the bank, so the shliach is mekabel on behalf of the malva right away. And the malva can't be chozer anymore. What does it mean the malva can't be chozer anymore? Is there a Rashi here? Yeah, what is the cooler here by the case of Mamonis here?
I understand that.
Why would the Mava want to be chozer on this?
Because we say that it seems that we are makel to the one who's machzik. It seems.
But what's the kula though?
Retain possession of the money so the debtor cannot retract the payment.
But that would be a kula or a
kula? So the kula is the shaliach.
Meaning what? I'm not getting this?
Apparently, the shaliach, the guy, the mishaliach can't say, give me back the money. I don't want to pay the guy.
I tell you why, because what we say is, we say that Mammon is the cheskas.
Marikama, right. Mm-hmm.
So we say, okay, the shliach is already holding it. He says it's...
So that's a marvelous. And lover, for whatever reason, if the lover wanted to say, I don't want to pay now, it's too late at that point.
Late because we're maker. We say, okay, you know what? The shliach already has it. And it would sound the other way around. It doesn't sound like a kula. It sounds like a way you explain it. But whatever.
Right. Okay, there are different rules. All right. So the Gemara says now, Hahu gavra de shadarle. No, sorry, I skipped. Amar Rav. Ein ha'isha osa shliach lekabel lagita miad shliach baila. Interesting halacha here, Rav says. If she appoints, rather if he first appoints a shliach lehalacha, she cannot then appoint a shliach lekabala to meet the shliach halfway. The husband appoints a shliach lehalacha, she can only accept it directly from the shliach. Comes on Rabbi Chanina, Amar Isha, Ose Shliach LaKabbalah, Agita Miyad Shliach Baila. No, she is allowed to appoint the Shliach LaKabbalah to receive from the Shliach LaHolacha of the husband. My time at the Rav. Rabbi Chanina makes a lot of sense. Why Rav say it doesn't work? Why Rav say not? This is a little fascinating. I don't think women would be very happy with this. Ibai Zema Mishim Bizoyon De Baal. It's a disgrace for the Baal. The husband sends a get to divorce his wife. It's unbecoming of me to have a Shliach to go collect from my Shliach. I want her to receive the get. Sorry, from.
That's the other way around. Okay.
So, anyway, so therefore, when the husband appoints a shliach, the halacha has to go directly to her hand. Ibai Zema, another suggestion of why Rav said it doesn't work, why she can't appoint a shliach like a bala, because mishum chatzer habal le'acher mikan. There's a gzer of a chatzer le'acher mikan, meaning what? There's a concern that if a person, a husband, drops off the get in her chatzer, it certainly works. Her chatzer is kiyada, and it works. But let's say the husband drops off the get in someone else's chatzer. And after he drops it off, she buys that chatzer. There's a concern they think that might work, but it doesn't work. She has to own the chatzer the moment it drops into her chatzer. So we don't want people ever confusing that case of a chatzer after the get's there. When she buys the chatzer with the get there, that will work. We don't want people thinking that. Here too also, there's a concern. He appoints a shliach first to the halacha, and then after the halacha shliach's on the way, she appoints a shliach to kabbalah. And if we say it works, it really does work. But if we tell people it works, they're going to think, oh, just like Shliach LaKabbalah appointed after Shliach LaHalacha works, they might think also buying a chatzer after the gets in the chatzer ready would work also, but that second case definitely doesn't work. So out of a concern, they said not to allow Shliach LaKabbalah to accept from a Shliach LaHalacha. Whereas in my B'nai, what's the nafka mina between these two different reasons of Rav? Iki B'naiu, dekadma ihi v'shava Shliach Mekara. If she appoints a shliach lekabbalah first, and then the husband appoints a shliach lehalacha, then that should work according to the second reasoning. Because that's buying the chatzer first, and the get falls into the chatzer. She appoints a shliach first, and then the shliach goes into the other shliach. That's okay.
Because they wouldn't say that it's in a shliach, right? I mean, how often does it happen that the husband throws the get, and then she goes and buys the chatzer?
That's true.
It's a takana, right?
I mean, that's true. Well, granted. But according to the other way, that's about a bizayon to the Baal. So no matter when she appoints a shliach, whether she appoints the first or second, it's still going to be a bizayon to the Baal that the shliach collects from the other shliach. Gemara says, Ahu gavra, is once a person, the shadar le'gita le'deveseha, sent a get to his wife. Also shlicha, the shliach went ahead, ashkecha kiyasva v'kalisha, she was sitting, kneading some dough. Amr le'helech, gitech, here's your get. Amrile, she says to him, let it be in your hand. I'm appointing you to be my shliach lekabbalah, and now you automatically turn into my shliach and accept the get on my behalf. Shoin. So Amr of Nachman, says, im isa lidi Rabbi Chanina, of dibei uvda. Behold of Rabbi Chanina, that a shliach lekabbalah may accept from a shliach leholacha, so then this works. First the shliach was holacha for the husband, then it automatically turned into shliach lekabbalah for her, and then that would be effective. So Gemara says, wait a second. Amr le Rava. Rava says to Rav Nachman, Vim Yisrael le Rabbi Chanina. Even if you would hold the Rabbi Chanina of this Ba'uvda, you would allow it to be good to get. But there's just another problem here. Rabbi Chanina was talking about two different people, but ha, the same person, ha lo chazer shlichas etza ba'al. This, for shlichas to work, has to be where the shliach could say, I was mekayin the shlichas and could go back and report to the husband. But here, before completing the shlichas, he becomes her shlichas. And now he's severed the ties to the husband and was never completed the shlichas of the husband. So that, you can't apply Rabbi Chanina to one person playing both roles.
We learned that when he gives it to Beis Din before to solve it.
Right, exactly. So the Gemara says, very good. The Gemara says, Shalchu l'kame de Rabbi Ami. So they went to Rabbi Ami to find out where the halacha was. Shalach l'hu. So he sent back to them, lo chazur shlichus etzabal. I like Rava, what Rava says makes sense, that this can't work, because they can't report back to the Baal. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar nisyashe bedavar. Let's investigate, let's do some research. Hadar shalchu kame de Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Then they sent to Rabbi Chia, Amar kol hani shalchu leiv azli. All these questions you sent us, just like you guys are unsure the halacha, they did too. And we're also not sure the halacha. Very, very challenging case. And have a davar shebe'erva. And davar shebe'erva chaletas. So since we don't know the halacha, and davar shebe'erva is a very serious thing, of course. It's a davar iser, davar shebe'erva. Therefore, what she should do is do chalita. Meaning.
So the whole question now is not whether it's good or not. Well, it is good, but it's even more, it's worse because the husband died.
Well, so that Gemara is about to ask that question. Wait a second. I think the Gemara is going to ask that question. So there's once a Hava Uvda, the Atzrachal of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marti Ged V'Chalitza. He required two things. So it doesn't make why two things. If the husband died, so you need a Chalitza. If the husband didn't die, so you need another Ged. Why do you need both things? So the Gemara says, no, Tarti, two things you need. Get Michaim V'Chalitza L'Achar Misa. He's asking, if the husband's still alive, Michaim, so then you give a Ged. If the husband already died, like what you said, then you would give a chalitza. Depends on what happened afterwards. This very case is a safek if she uses the same shliach as her kabbalah.
So it has nothing to do with the previous machloikas. It's just because he was the same. Like meaning, if he was a different person, there is still a machloikas.
Exactly.
In
this case, even Rav would certainly say this doesn't work.
Right. Even Rav Hanina would say that it doesn't because he didn't do shluch.
Exactly. Exactly. Gemara now says another story here. Hahi, to have a karle nafasa, a woman whose name was Nafasa, interesting name. Azil Sade came along the Edim and Kasav Tafata. They wrote Tafata. They switched the nun with the taf. They made a mistake on the get. Amar of Yitzhak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Dirav Asu Edim Shlichusan. So the Edim became the Shlichum, meaning what?
They cannot write it again because they already finished their Shlichus.
And they made it correctly. They have to be reappointed. Right. They have to be reappointed.
Once they get it, it's done, and they don't have any more power to rewrite it.
And since there's a mistake, they can't rewrite it again, so you have to reappoint them or some other Shlichim. So Maskev la Rabba. Rabba asks me, Kamar lahu kisru chaspa of havalu. Wait a minute, they didn't do a shlichus. Were they told to write an earthenware, a piece of pottery? No. They, in essence, by writing a puzzle, yeah, that's chaspa. So their shlichus still is ongoing until they do the right thing. So, Ella, Amar Rabba, Vadai, ikasav sadi gita malya, v'avid, asu edim shlichusun. Fine. If they wrote a good get, and they lost that get, that certainly is a case where they've completed their shlichus. And then they're not allowed to rewrite it. They wrote an initial get incorrectly, then they certainly are allowed to rewrite it.
This is the case where he's telling two people to write and deliver a get.
Exactly. Something like that, right? I don't know if that's all delivering this, if that's the writing of the get at least.
Okay.
So Maskev la Rav Nachman, Mikamar lu, Kisvanachu, Bekisaichu. Wait a second, this too. Did the husband say write a get and hide it from me? No, I want you to have write a get, and when you said deliver it. So that's the case. So the shlichus, if they lost the get, the shlichus is still considered ongoing until they've carried everything through.
That's if the mesira karti, right? If the ksiva karti, then it wouldn't be, right?
It has to be given to her. Even, so Ella Amar Rav Nachman, says, kosvin venosin afilu mea pamim. So you write it and give it even 100 times. Even afilu mea pamim, you give it. So interesting that they use afilu mea pamim is always used as the example here. As you know, he's trying to make an extreme case. Like the pasuk says, shalach to shalach, he's supposed to do shliach hakan. And even if the animal comes back, the bird comes back, you do it afilu mea pamim. You even do it 100 times. All these things, whenever you do a mitzvah, afilu mea pamim is always used as an example. 100 times is the way we give the...
Kevin had a bird in his window.
Shliach hakan, yeah, so he did it?
No, then every day, because he used to come back, so every day somebody else came and did the mitzvah because he was
a big segula.
As many times, yeah.
It's a big thing. I once asked Rav Weinberg if I could borrow one of the. They have a book here, a sefer Shalach to Shalach. When Shalach HaKana gave a shirna once, they had it in the base medrash. I asked if I could borrow it. So yeah, it says Shalach to Shalach. I need to send it off. I said, I feel me'a pamim. Even 100 times, you'll have to send it to me.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, Ba'i minei Rava. Rava asks me, Rav Nachman, kisru v'tinu l'shliach mahu. So he says, write and give it to a shliach. So mahu sluku slikulhu. O Dilma Litircha Didhu Chayish. What's the shaila? So if you look at Rashi, the first wide line, the end of that line, it says Kisru v'tinu l'shliach. The shliach shali sheminesi. He tells some other people, write it and give it to the shliach who I already had appointed. V'chein asu, and that's what he did. V'aved b'derech, and then along the way they lost it. So mi'am minan asu kol shlichuson v'nistalku. In this case, we say that they did their initial shlichus. They handed it off to the shliach. They did what they had to do. The shliach loses it. So these people, these sofrim have to now be reappointed because they did their half. Or Dilma, perhaps, Honami Rashi explained, Achi yavo get liyada v'tiskarish asan shluchan lichtov. Elatircha dituchah shalot al shichem halacha. Really, the guy wanted to appoint the sofrim to be the writers and then she handed it out. Your chosh is on his tircha, so have another guy do the walking for you. The shlichus is never really complete until it reaches the hands of the wife. That's the suffix. Amali Ravina. Ravina says to Rav Ashi, V'yolich la mahu. The other says, what about V'yolich la? Will that change anything? Rashi explained, what's the shaila here? Three wide lines down. Amali Ravina, Rav Ashi, V'yolich la mahu. Im tim salomar, b'hach de lo amar, ele kisu v'tenu, l'shliach. V'hem kisu v'natnu lo, v'avad dasum shlichusam. If you say in this case, since he passed it on to the shliach, his shlichus is done. Let's say he says differently, the komash tavan gamuva. So he did everything he was supposed to do. Hachamai. But in this case, when you say mi amrinan came into amar kisvu v'tenu l'shliach v'yolichla, you add the word v'yolich asan shluchin lachzer lichtov atchi agilia. The lakach may this will change things around and have more of a the halicha as part of the shlichus. The Gemara ends up saying it's a teiko. We don't really know the answer to these cases.
All right.
And just do two more lines here, right? To the Mishnah. Comes on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Af Homer is totally gita im ratzalachzer lo yachzer. Even if she says take my get, if he wants to retract, he can't retract. So Tanur Rabban, the Brisa explains totally v'soli v'yeheli biyadech kulan lashon kabbalahim. It doesn't have to be lashon his kabli only. All these languages also work to satisfy the requirements of shliach le kabbalah. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day, wonderful week. I'll see you tomorrow.